Thank you, Lord. Well, we've been talking about faith and healing in different areas. And how does faith come? By hearing. So when you hear the word, now we can hear the word on faith, and faith comes when you're hearing the word on faith, about faith and how faith operates. We've been talking about that. When you hear the word on healing, faith for healing comes. You know, you realize you can have faith in different areas. Faith isn't universal. You can have faith to be born again and strong faith in God, but have no faith for healing. How does faith come in an area? By hearing the word on that area. If you need healing, then you need to hear the word on healing. And that's how you're going to get built up. You can be very strong in healing and have absolutely no faith for prosperity if you haven't heard the word. And so we're building ourselves up on these subjects. And for as long as God says, as long as He leads. And it's been good. Now this evening, let's go ahead and start reading in Matthew 8. We'll get into some things. Matthew 8, verse 1, it says, "When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, see that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priests, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them." Now we're going to be reading this in all three accounts. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record the same instance. There are many accounts of individual healings in the Word and that are recorded in the different accounts. They may look, sometimes you may think they're different, but there are, you know, there's not a whole lot. There's around 19 individual cases of healing. There's a lot of places where it says, you know, Jesus healed them all or so on and so forth, but there are really only about 19 individual cases of healing. But anyway, this is one, and we're going to read it in the different accounts. Why don't we go ahead, before we go further, and just hold your finger in Matthew and just open up to the other couple accounts in Luke 5 and Mark 1. Luke 5:12 and Mark 1:40. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Everybody there? Everybody got them? All right, let's go back to Matthew. It says, "When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed." Now let's go over to the, just hold your finger in that one, but go over to Luke. Luke 5:12, we'll read that account here. It says, "And it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus." Now one thing you'll notice when you read through the accounts, every account, there's one gospel, but there's different accounts of the gospel. And the Holy Spirit did that for a reason. And each gospel will emphasize different things. One thing you'll notice in Luke's gospel is he'll give a lot of details, especially with certain, with like these cases, physical things. He was a doctor. So he'll give detail about it. Now notice what he says. "And it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy." You see, the other guy said he was a leper. This Luke's, Dr. Luke says he was full of leprosy. He gives a diagnosis. He says, you know, the man was full. And you'll see that. he'll describe certain things. With Peter's mother-in-law, one account says that she was laid in bed with a fever. He said it was a high fever. He said it was a bad thing. He knew something about what he was talking about. So he gives these details. A man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded. However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. And before we go on, let's read one more in Mark 1, verse 40. Just keep your finger in there, because I'm going to be referring back to some things. It says, "Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, 'If you are willing, you can make me clean.' Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, 'I am willing, be cleansed.' As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said, 'See that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them.' However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely to spread the manner, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction." Thank God. Hallelujah. This evening, I just want to focus on the fact that of God, of what Jesus said there. The man came to him. Let's go back and read it. Just keep your finger in there in the other two accounts. But in Matthew, in verse 2, it says, "Behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.'" Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. He said, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean." Now, notice the man. He already has a degree of faith to come. He believes that Jesus can do it. He's coming to Jesus, and he believes. He already is convinced that Jesus, he probably believes he's a prophet, can heal him. But he's hung up on the willing part. Now, don't let this be too simple this evening. I just want to focus on that part. What was Jesus' answer? He said, so the man comes and worshiped him, fell down. He's not supposed to be around. But he comes boldly, comes down before Jesus and just says, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean." And what does Jesus say? Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed." He's willing. In the King James says, "I will. I will. I will. I will." It's just on my heart today, just to focus on the fact that Jesus is willing. And he is always willing in every case for us to be healed. Let your heart receive this. I know many of us have heard it's God's will for it to be healed. So don't let it just zoom past you and say, "Oh, I know that." No, let your heart grab a hold of it this evening. See Jesus, your God, your personal God, and seeing him say, "I will. I will." It's not a question. See, even if you know that you've heard that it's God's will to heal, it can still be a heart condition where we feel like, "Well, I know he said that," but it's still almost like you believe it, but it's like this, "Well, yeah, he'd do it for me because he has to, because he gave the sacrifice." Not, the compassion and the heart of Jesus saying, no doubt, I will. This man was coming in. Imagine this man. He was leprous. He was an outcast. In the Old Testament Leviticus, it gives very specific directions of what, how these people are supposed to be dealt with so that things don't spread. It goes into detail about what is leprosy, how to recognize it, the different things that the priest has got to do, how to isolate it, then how to check it afterwards, how to check it again, and then if this has happened, then you can bring the person back in, but if not, you have to go through 7 more days of this, and then if such and such a condition is there, then you burn everything around it or whatever. I mean, there are all these things that specify how a person like this is to be treated and dealt with, and it surely did not include him coming in the middle of everybody. He's supposed to be outside. But he knows and believes that Jesus has his answer. This man, I mean, there's different descriptions of what this of leprosy is. I mean, he's full of sores. He definitely has a skin condition. He has something wrong with him. And he comes to Jesus, falls down, worships him, and saying, Jesus, if you can, or if you will, I know you can. I believe you can, or else I wouldn't have come in and put myself at risk and come in here. I know you can. He's saying that by his action. He said, if you are willing, you can make me clean. It's just a matter, I'm just not convinced that you're willing. And even if we've heard it, we can be convinced that God could do it if he wanted. And most people are in that boat. Most, if you say God, even people that don't even believe really in God, they say, well, if there is a God, I mean, yeah, he can pretty much do anything. Which is, you know, he's limited himself by his word. But that's usually not the problem. Most people don't really believe that God really wants for us to be well. All the time. And even people that have heard what you and I have heard many times still have something in there that's kind of trying to get just not sure. Even if you would not express it that way, even if you wouldn't, if I were to ask you, you could probably turn to 5 scriptures and tell me, no, it's God's will for me to be whole. But it's a heart thing. It's something in there that doesn't feel, isn't convinced and assured that Jesus has fully taken care of it and fully wants to. It's almost like you still need to jump through a few hoops. You still need to raise the bar somehow. Whether you think you have to get more faith or whatever. You're not as spiritual. You didn't have a good enough week. And you may not say, you may with your head say, oh no, I know Jesus' sacrifice is sufficient and I don't need that. But your actions betray that you really feel like you're still working for something. I didn't do this, so I can't receive. Or Jesus, I know he's willing, but, and it's not convinced. Now, think about this man. Was he born again? No, Jesus hadn't died, so he wasn't born again. And he came to Jesus, threw himself down, and said, if you're willing, Lord, you can make me clean. And what did Jesus say? I like it in, flip over to Mark's gospel. I like what it says in verse 41. Then Jesus, moved with compassion. See, he was moved with compassion. This man came up to him. And he said, Lord, I believe you can. Problem is, Lord, I don't know if you will. I don't know if it's your will. And Jesus, that touched him. Didn't say he felt sorry for the man. That wouldn't be faith. If the man can be healed, feeling sorry for him isn't going to do any good. But it says Jesus was moved. He was touched with the feeling of his infirmities. He looks at the man. This is one of his creation. He knows what he's gone through. He can look at him. And it moves our Lord. It moved him This man's coming up and saying, Lord, I know you can do it, but I don't know if you want to. And Jesus was moved with compassion. Jesus, if we can just get a revelation, is why we're looking at it, of how much Jesus wills for us to be well. It is religion that has twisted us to give us a doubt that He would not do everything possible for us to be well. And in fact, He has. He's done it all. But we can't just receive that with our heads. Yeah, I know. And we got to get it in our hearts, with our hearts, and see there's no question. There's no question. There's no question. Flip back over to Matthew. Just a few verses down. Verse 14. Now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, we'll read this too. I'm going to read this. He saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever, so he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with the word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Right there. And we've heard that. But He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. How did He do that? Well, we don't know exactly the ins and outs. But it says, by His stripes we were healed. Have you all seen the Passion of the Christ? And if you've seen it, it stays with you. I remember seeing that in the theater back in 2004. And when you see Jesus getting whipped, scourged, whipped is an understatement. And that movie, as bad as it was, and people say, oh, it's gruesome, is probably understated. As bad as that looked. But that point, and if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about, when he's at that post and he falls over and gets down the ground, and then he gets back up and puts himself back on it because it wasn't done. And the people are looking at him like, what? I mean, he is already torn and bloodied. But he got back up because he wasn't done yet. Who was he taking that for? What was he taking at that point? Why did he come to earth? It wasn't for himself. Whose sicknesses was he bearing at this point? Ours. He was getting up because it was not done. He took it. He took those stripes so that we would not have to deal with physical infirmities. He took them. He is beyond willing. He showed how willing he was. He got back up. Now that's a dramatic account, but I don't doubt it was far from that. He came in and willingly gave himself. His flesh was recoiling so much the night before he knew what was going to go on that he was sweating blood. But he put that down and willingly laid his life down for you and I here today in 2012. And here, back when he was walking the earth, this man came up and said, Lord, I know you can, but I don't know if you're willing. And so many times our hearts are saying that same thing, subtly. Man, we'll be quick to tell other people, oh, Jesus will heal you, and quick to pray for him. But then we'll go day after day, just with thinking that we just kind of have to bear with certain things. Well, if it's good enough for other people, if it's good enough for this man that we're just reading about, does Jesus love this leper more than us? No. Does he favor him more than you and I? No. No, God himself came to earth so that we would not have to put up with sickness and disease. He came to redeem. And it is his will for us to be healed. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But I love what it says there. Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him. He's not supposed to touch him. In the middle, this man is full of leprosy. People are supposed to shun him, get away. And Jesus looked at him and said, I'm willing. And he put his hand right on him and said, be cleansed. Our God was showing compassion. I'm sure it moved him. This man was not convinced that Jesus wanted him whole. God wants us well. It glorifies him for us to be well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go to Luke. Hold your fingers where you have them. Just go to Luke 13. Luke 13, verse 10. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Verse 10, now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. So she could not be straightened up. She was in this condition or a similar condition for 18 years. Evidently, she was bowed over and she couldn't straighten herself. For all this time. Verse 12, but when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. She glorified God in her body. It glorifies God for us to walk well. Now, she may have glorified God in other areas of her life, but it was not giving glory to God for her to be in that type of condition. That was of the devil. What does it say? There was a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and we're going to get to it in a minute, what Jesus says about this. Verse 14, but the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. Imagine that. This woman got healed on the wrong day, and this guy's upset about it. How twisted. How twisted is that? How twisted is somebody is getting well in their body. This lady is bent over for 18 years. Jesus heals her and they get mad about it. Religion twists. It is blind. It is blinded by spiritual forces. That is just not even natural that you would feel like that. There is something evil in that you would be mad that somebody that was suffering was made well and on the wrong day. That didn't have anything to do with it. You're just mad because Jesus is doing something and you're supposed to be the leader and you don't know what to do with Jesus. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, and he said to the crowd, there are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed on them. Well, they hadn't got her healed in 18 years. And not on the Sabbath day. The Lord answered him and said, hypocrite, Does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound. Think of it. For 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath? What's he saying? He says, hypocrite, you take care of your donkey if it got hurt. If your donkey or your ox had something go on, you would go and help it. But a human being? Jesus, I mean, some people think that, if I'm doing something for the Lord, then maybe God will help me. But this attitude like, I'm not sure that God really wants me well. I'm not sure that He really wants me whole. If we take care of our animals, if you had a dog, I don't know how many of you have dogs or cats or whatever, I don't care what day it was, if something happened where that pet needed something, you would help. And Jesus is saying here, he's telling the man, look, you would loose this you would loose your animal, and how much more a human being? God wants us well so much, and we have to look at Him when He says back in the account that we read, I will. He wants us so much. He wants so much for us to be completely well and healthy. Just like this woman, He was moved with compassion. With the man with the leprosy, He was moved with compassion. God Almighty wants us. He is moved with compassion at what we are dealing with. He knows what we're dealing with. If you're dealing with something like this woman, for 18 years she was dealing with this infirmity. That touches the heart of God. And not in a way that it's like, oh, poor baby, poor thing. No, I mean, He has empathy, but He has already paid the price. He does not want to see us go through anything. He knows what we're dealing with. And He's already dealt with it. He's paid the price. And sometimes even when we know and we've heard some of these things, we can still think, it's just out of my reach. I've read my scriptures, I believed, I've heard certain things, but I just can't get it. And part of that is, if we could get a revelation of just how much He cares for us and wants to heal us. One time I just got just this picture in my mind. I can't remember if somebody was saying something or I heard it or read it. I got a picture in my mind of Shelley, if she had it in her power to help me in any way. Would I think she would? If Shelley had the ability, because I love my wife and she's a good wife and we have a good relationship, if she had the ability and she saw me going through something and she had the ability to help me, would she withhold anything from me? And my answer was no. And that helped me with God. Because if I could see Shelley, if there was anything she could do for me, man, if I were going through something, if I were sick or whatever, she would help. I could see that with my wife. Well, how much more God? If you have somebody, a relationship with your spouse or brother or sister or somebody that you know, if you could picture somebody in your mind that you know, a good friend, that if you needed them, they would help you. They would be there for you. Well, Jesus, how much more? If they would be willing to help. And Jesus has all power, has all authority. died on the cross for us. If I can imagine another human being not withholding from me, that's the same way. You can just put God and say, God's no less willing. He's no less willing. If you could see another human being, and if it really, you know, if it helps, if you have somebody that you could think of, even right now, you could think them, that they would help you in a moment's notice. Man, you need something, they would help you. They'd be willing. If they saw you hurt, man, they wouldn't be like these Pharisees. They'd be like, man, what can I do to help you? What can I do to help you? Man, I'd help you. I'd give you whatever you need. Jesus is that times infinity. God Himself, through Jesus, was saying to us, I will. What can I do? And He's already done what we need to do. If we'll look at Him like that, then we look at Him and say, oh, Lord, You are so compassionate. I think there's things in our hearts that when you think, see, look at what happens in your heart. When you think of the person on this earth that you're comfortable with, now look at Jesus. Do you feel the same sense of, yes, you would do something, or is there like a distance there? You feel like, yeah, I know that with my head, but when you relate it to what you actually feel with that person, it's like, oh, no doubt. Boy, I can feel the warmth. If you're here, you would do it. But then you look at Jesus, and it's almost like this distance, like, I'm not sure. That just located you. That locates you. We need to meditate on what He has done and see Him as having finished this work, as having being at least as compassionate as the person that we know in the natural. Thank you, Lord.